Hello, Lady Antebellum. All of you? I've got Hillary, Dave, and Charles, the trifecta.
Yeah, the trifecta.
I love it. Hey, congratulations, you guys, on like a million things. But first and foremost, the new album coming out tomorrow, Ocean.
Thank you. Thanks. We're so excited. We've been working on it, well over a year now, writing and compiling songs and you know, recording them. So we're so excited that it's finally here.
And it must be kind of exciting being, you know, with a new label. It must feel like fresh and new. And
yeah, totally. We've been really fired up. We've been a big machine for a year. And, from a fan perspective, I think I would just say it gives us a whole new energy as a band to get back to making music that we believe in. We kind of felt like we were starting over from, you know, 2006 again, with the energy and the feel in the studio and picking music that was artistic and stuff that we just loved as a band. So I think we were fearless on making this record, and we went pretty deep lyrically. We were very vulnerable and went to some deeper places that we've just kind of learned as we've been living life together as a band for 15 years now.
Well, it's not all, you know, sunshine and roses, right? Life isn't, so it's a good thing. And why the name Ocean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that song, it's the last track on the record, and this song we've put out with a YouTube video that's pretty emotional as well. But it's a deeper lyric, and we thought it represented the journey of how we got here. You know, I mean, starting as a band and going through the waves of emotions and the ups and downs and the journey that has gotten us to this place and gotten us to making this record at this moment in time is something special we wanted to highlight. And so Ocean represents those ups and downs and those times that we've had that we've poured into the music. And so it represented the project pretty well for us.
You have a special collaboration on this album.
Yeah, this is the first collaboration we've ever actually put on a record. And so, you know, we've been friends with the Little Big Town folks since we started, and they're so talented and so artistic. Then, you know, we just thought, man, wouldn't it kind of blow people's minds to have like seven voices on one song? And so, you know, we found this artistic song. We recorded it, and I sent it over to Jimmy and Karen. I said, guys, we got to do this. I just wouldn't let it go. I said, we've been talking about it for 5 years, and they really loved the song and came over, and just to watch their process and how they put together vocals and harmony parts, it was just such a cool moment in the studio. And, you know, we captured some footage, so I can't wait to share that with everybody.
Oh, yay.
Fans, because it was really a really cool moment.
I can't even imagine your harmonies and their harmonies coming together. That would just be like mind blown.
Well, thank you.
In a good way. And congratulations on your CMA nomination.
You know, to be nominated for Vocal Group of the Year, it's just such a category full of incredible artists and our friends, and it gets seemingly more competitive every single year. And so to be included in that is just incredible. And
your performance with Halsey was just off the charts last night.
We love her. We absolutely, you know, can see just how huge her career has gotten over the last few years in the pop world. And so to be able to mash up What If I Never Get Over You into one of her songs is just exciting.
I can't say enough about that performance. In fact, we're going to hear it right after we finish chatting here. But getting ready for these big nights out, is it like stressful figuring out what to wear, Dave?
Yeah, every morning. But yeah, we were just picking out some things the other day. I mean, we obviously have people that help us for television events. They tell me what to wear, and Hillary helps approve it, and then I'm good.
Well, that's like a typical guy. Just tell me what to wear. I'm good.
Yeah, that's my wife and Hillary like it. I'm okay.
And you got a star recently on the Music City Walk of Fame. That must have been exciting for you and your families.
It was one of those milestone moments, you know, just to really think about that forever, you know, imprinted into that sidewalk in cement is our name and representing, you know, what we have done in our career and will continue to do. I think ultimately it spurs us on to just keep on going and to really earn that honor that we feel, you know, gosh, I don't know if you ever feel like you're fully worthy of an honor like that. When you look at the other names that are around us, and then to have Tim McGraw surprise us to induct us was just such a treat. And it was funny, you know, he had a lot of, it kind of turned into this beautiful, like, how he shows love, which is he picks on you and kind of like is sarcastic. And so a part of his speech was just kind of, you know, loving on us that way. It was really funny. There were a lot of laughs in the room And to have our families there, it was hilarious. The group photo with us and our kids, it's like, I think one of my
chaos.
Friends, it was chaos. One of my really stepping on our name on the star. Oh. No one's looking at the camera. I mean, it's just representative of our life.
It's like Lady Antebellum Family Vacation.
Yes.
The movie. So before you go, I don't know if you heard, but we're doing the Secret Superstar Holiday Jam next month at the House of Blues here in Boston. And management isn't telling anybody who the two stars are. And please tell me, please, 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 Lady Antebellum, that you are the superstars at our Secret Superstar Holiday Jam.
We were not.
Unfortunately,
we are.
No.
I wish we could say yes.
Boo! Boo! Oh, I just keep guessing.
They'll be way bigger than us.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. No, we would be so happy with you. That would be just too good to be true.
Well,
no.
I wish we could be there.
Thank you very much for your time, Lady Antebellum. What a performance last night. And please come see us in Boston soon.
Thank you. Definitely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.